Obi and Ashley here. So today's podcast, really enjoy the fact that we've got Eddie Montgomery on. We did talk about on the show that he really opened up to us. You know, it's been the first time that we talked to him since the tragic ending of his partner.
Yeah, loss of Troy Gentry. That was 4 years ago now, which just seems crazy. It was that helicopter accident. But Eddie Montgomery, part of the free show with Dan Newland this Saturday. So that's super exciting. And then a puppy update from my end and a brand new second date update.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so this morning, we're going to send it out, especially to those of you who work behind that little window. But Walgreens, CVS, you pharmacists, and, you know, there are plenty more pharmacists. I know that each hospital has their individual areas where, you know, they get the pharmacy department.
And yeah.
So to you who are assistants and those of you who are pharmacists, thank you so much for sitting back there. And thank you so much for having a cool, calm, collective demeanor.
No kidding. Even though when there's a long, long line, especially with, you know, COVID the last year and a half, now there's things where we've got the normal things, the colds, the flus, people coming in with those seasonal allergies. There's always something and yeah. People that need their medicines quick. And yeah, pharmacists not only get those orders from the doctors, but they also have a little bit of knowledge where people walk in and be like, oh,
yes.
My allergies are really bad. What would you recommend?
So yeah, point me in the right direction. Yeah. I always go to them and I ask. So to you this morning, from Obi, Ashley, and those of us here at K92.3, the national anthem out to you. Obi and Ashley, this is K92.3. Now, we just had a second date update. And just a reminder, too, especially for those of you who really love to binge those second dates, sometimes you know somebody who's in them. They're right there on the K92.3 app under podcasts. Now, in this case, you had Patricia and her date. Man, you know, this is a real rough one. You know, when it comes to Christmas photos, you don't want somebody who could potentially not be in your future in the Santa photo.
100%. And I felt like this one hit close to home for me because, and if you've listened to the show long enough, I've told you the story how every year my mom wants for Christmas just her kids, so me and my two brothers and our spouses and now her grandbabies, in a photo with Santa. So it started when we were infants all the way through high school, through our college years.
I mean, till today, still go to the mall together as a family.
It's the only thing my mom wants. My mom and dad don't come with us. You know, us kids are responsible for getting it done for mom. And none of those years were any of our boyfriends or girlfriends allowed in the photo. Until they got married. Like Matt, my husband now, we've been together 4 years. First year he was allowed in the photo was last year after we were married. And I wouldn't think twice to even try and bring a boyfriend into right. that photo before that. And so I totally get where she's coming from. I mean, especially if you're talking about, I mean, the Santa photo that's going to maybe be posted on social media. Now,
oh, yeah.
Should maybe Patricia, would it have been fun to maybe take a secondary photo that doesn't go anywhere?
But then he posts it.
Right.
So I guess what's interesting here is, you know, what do you say to that individual? What do you do to the individual? And this is not just in front of Santa.
Right.
As you go to your holiday parties uh-huh. this year, as your family's going to be taking photos, that person, what do you do with that person who they're in your life?
Right.
But
maybe it's like only the second month of dating. And you're like, wait, you're not already going to be in our family photo.
All right. 844-254-9232. What did you have to say?
Jason calling in, I think. The chime time about the family photo.
Yeah. All right. So, what's the deal with the pictures with the big man and you?
Okay. So I'm a boyfriend. My girlfriend's family takes photos, and I'm more in agreement like Ashley is. Like, hey, if I'm dating someone, and they come to my family takes a photo. The people we're dating, unless you get a ring, then you're not in the photo. So I went to my girlfriend's. family's house. And they're all getting together for a family photo. So I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'll take the photo.
Right.
You know, everyone get in. And my girlfriend's brother brought his girlfriend. And she just kind of like was in the family photo. And I noticed and I was like, oh, hey, you got to get out of the photo. It's not family only. And I just said it, you know, kind of like not mean. I was nice.
Right.
But, man, she got offended and never, that was last year. She didn't come to the family meetings for Thanksgiving or anything. She hasn't been around, so.
No way. See, you know what, though? That's exactly the point, is you don't know if they're going to stick around or not, and then that family photo's ruined forever.
Absolutely, but the even on top of that is if they're actually still dating, but she can't get over, or he can't get over themselves.
No!
So it's a family photo.
Hey, man, well, listen,
Hey, love the show.
Well, I'm gonna pay you a compliment for offering to take that photo, man. That always gives kudos to whoever that person is. I'm always like, man, that's a good person.
Good stuff, man. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. You too.
And Ashley, K92.3, and this weekend is going to be something fantastic with this free concert that we've got going on with Toby Keith. You've got Clay Walker and the one and only Eddie Montgomery, who we've got on the air today. So, some of his big hits.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working.
And before Eddie Montgomery there takes the stage here on Saturday, we've got him on the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The man, the myth, the legend.
How y'all feeling this morning?
He's like, me? We're good.
We're doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm so happy. I got to sit on my hands, keep waving to everybody.
Okay, I don't know what you had this morning, but I need some of it. I need this energy in my life.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's life, baby. It's very short. I'm going to live it by the second.
I love that. I love that.
And I tell you what, man, God bless America and God bless our great American heroes, because this is a greatest country in the world. We can say, be, and dream as big as we want to in this great country.
Amen. Brother, are you going to start preaching?
I'm going to record that and play it every morning.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, but I will tell you, man, I love it. And no matter what they throw at this great country, they ain't going to close us down.
Wow.
Touche.
So Eddie Montgomery on now with Obie and Ashley. Eddie, I wanted to ask you, like, you sound robust. You sound healthy. You sound vibrant. How are you personally? Like, before we even get into business, like, how are you?
Well, like I said, I'm still great, man. It's awesome. Of course, it's been 4 years plus since that horrific accident. And, you know, right after, everybody was like, well, man, you need to go ahead and do a project. And I said, no. I said, it ain't time, and I will feel it in my heart and soul. And I think T-Roy will let me know when it's that time to do it. Wow. You know, I believe in that kind of stuff, whether you do or not. You know, I got a pretty good-sized garage. I backed my truck out in the yard, hung up some TVs. Next thing I know, come a dartboard and a disco ball and a big refrigerator full of beer and Jim Beam, and, well, we were off.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know, like I said, life's very short. You better live it by the second.
You know, I do want to say this. How did the wife feel and everybody feel? Like, once you started making new music, like, was everybody like, yeah, this is it, Eddie, this is it?
You know, of course, smoking hot wife. I wrote my first love song. I never said I'd, I always told everybody, I told T-Roy. I'm like, man, T-Roy, I don't sing no love songs, and I ain't going to write no song.
Wow.
But I never knew I was going to meet smoking hot wife either.
Oh, my God.
You know, she could have said, well, this sucks.
Yeah, right? So, you got to be
God
careful.
She didn't. And, you know, and I appreciate, because y'all, I tell you what, y'all have had our backs ever since we come out with Tattoos and Scars, and you still got our backs. And, of course, you know, we ain't never called nobody fans. We call them friends, and we got a lot of friends out there, man. It's so I appreciate the hell out of that.
I got to tell you, Eddie, one of the first events I worked here, working at the radio station about 9-10 years ago, was you guys playing a show here in Central Florida. And even for a newcomer, you know, on the scene 10 years ago, you guys were just as gracious and welcoming as can possibly be. And I know we've only got a limited time with you this morning, but you're coming back. And we're so excited for the show because we've got some heavy hitters here. We got Toby Keith, Clay Walker playing the same show, and it's a free concert that we're a huge partner on. And I don't think people are ready for that kind of night again, because the memories and the songs that you're all bringing that night is going to be something a lot of people haven't seen in so long.
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you right now, I know I've already seen that on the schedule, and I went, uh-oh. This could be trouble that night. I'm telling you what. You better lock up the doors and lock up the gates, because, well, I'm going to tell you what, that party could go on all night long.
Wow. Well, Eddie Montgomery again on with Obie and Ashley, and we always appreciate your time, and thank you for being so genuine with us, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, man, we can't wait. Yep. Can't wait.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Hey, thank y'all for taking time out for me, man. God bless America. God bless our great American heroes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Oh boy, catching up with our K92.3 All-Star Jam artist, Jake Owen. Now, you remember years and years ago, I remember one of my first interviews with Jake Owen. He had the long, shaggy hair, and then there was a phase where he cut it short, and that became a thing that, oh my gosh, Jake Owen cut his beautiful hair off, and then he's grown it out again. So I think in interviews, sometimes it does come up, and he was asked about it recently. And here's what he had to say about his hair.
Honestly, I don't have a hair routine. I just let it grow. I get in the shower. I wash it maybe once a week, maybe twice if I'm lucky. I don't own a brush. I do not own a hairbrush. Maybe that doesn't surprise most people.
What?
But I just kind of let it roll.
Hey, wait. He said he washes his hair maybe twice a week if he's lucky. What does that mean, if he's lucky? Like, I mean,
he's so busy he can't wash his hair. I mean, I cannot. I know there's people out there that can go like many a days. A lot of women too. A lot of girls these days use dry shampoo, but I cannot. My hair, I mean, all the greasy, it has to be washed.
I use that sticky hair glue, so I mean, I have to wash it every day.
Right? So Jake Owen, how funny. Like, of course, he's going to be on our stage December 10th. Now I'm going to be thinking about it, how he doesn't brush his hair. But you can get your tickets. Don't forget, five times a day, we're hooking you up all week. 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 and 5 are your times to win. Now, you know, it's the holiday season, and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, I thought this was pretty funny, talking about traditions, and Blake kind of was joking with Gwen, saying, she tried to make a tradition happen. And isn't that funny when traditions are supposed to be, you know, normally they're things that have been done year after year after year.
Right.
But she wanted to make a new tradition. And so they go out of their way to find a recipe. And Blake says it's always the most difficult thing you can imagine. He says whether it's a beef Wellington. And he says he didn't even know what a beef Wellington was until he met Gwen Stefani.
Wow.
Right?
That's so funny.
So he says the fact that Gwen wanted to make a tradition out of this, it's almost anti-tradition because the tradition is something you've done your whole life that you keep repeating, but you keep trying to not repeat it and make something new again and again and again. So that's their new tradition.
By the way, beef Wellington is beef inside of a pastry.
Oh, it's so good.
Beautiful gravy on top.
It's made right.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Now, also, this is exciting news. Keith Urban announcing a tour, and he is going to have a stop in Tampa in June of 2022. We're going to have your tickets for that all next week.
Nice.
Kind of treat that as my post-birthday gift to you. I'm going to hook you up with Keith Urban tickets next week in Ashley's All Access. So just giving you a little heads up on that.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by Safe Touch Security, home of the verified response.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, Jeff, why don't you say good morning to Kevin?
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going?
All right, so we've got Kevin representing Coco. We've got Jeff representing Deltona. And this is the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get this thing started. The way that you play is my co-host here, Ashley.
Hi.
She's got three questions for you, and the questions, they're not that hard. It's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest using their sound and having the right answer. So, you guys, let's get those sounds from you right now. Kevin, you're representing Coco. What's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Bam.
Bam. Nice and easy. All right, Jeff of Deltona, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Yep.
Yep. All right, we're ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. What is the actor's real name who plays Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation?
Yep.
Okay, what you got, Jeff?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, yes, nice. Nice, love that. All right, that's one for Deltona. Kevin, you need one to stay in the game.
All right, since you guys are playing for tickets for the Central Florida Zoo Asian Lantern Festival, super fun holiday event, name an animal found at the zoo.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was Kevin.
Giraffe.
Yay,
hey, nice.
Giraffe.
Well played. All right, so that's one for Coco, one for Deltona, one question left.
All right, question number three for the win. Now, this is going to be, if you were listening to the show this morning, this K92.3 All-Star Jam artist says he doesn't own a brush.
Yep.
Oh, what you got, Jeff?
Jake Owen.
Yeah, nice.
Good job.
Wow, what an O-Town Showdown right there. Jeff, you're the winner. Woo!
Congratulations, Jeff. Right. So I hope you're in the holiday spirit. If not, you're about to be over at the Central Florida Zoo, the Asian Lantern Festival. Super, super cool event. You're getting four tickets to it.
Awesome.
Nice. Now, Kevin, we're going to save you for redemption. You okay with that?
Sure.
Yeah. Nice. All right, you and all of Coco, come on in here for this air hug, though.
Bring
this is our favorite part. Come on in.
Eric.
Guys, happy holidays and thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Ashley in the morning.
All right, here we go. Highlighting individuals out there. This could be you. This could be your neighbor doing the right thing.
And it is pretty great. You know, we just had Thanksgiving, and we see this in our own community where there's different organizations that step up to supply meals for those in need. But I'm going to bring you to the Bronx, New York. Marty Rogers, he's 66 years old, and he's lived there his entire life. He's got two grown children that help him out every year, providing Thanksgiving meals to not only people that are homeless, but it all started with a senior center. So it started back in the 70s. So decades ago, Marty started doing this at the church. And it started with the senior citizens. And they said, well, what about, you know, the people that are homeless? So here's Marty, who you hear talking.
Well, 1977, there was a senior center in the church hall. And so a crew of us who were involved in the church said, why don't we try to talk to the center and say, could we ever open it up on Thanksgiving Day? This is our 44th year in a row, never missed, of a Thanksgiving dinner. And I love to see people, I can't eat no more.
Oh man, 44 years, golly.
And not one year has been missed. You know, as you think about that, even with COVID last year, they found a way to get online and raise money to deliver the meals.
Wow.
And 44 years of this happening, he says he loves to say people say, I can't eat no more, because you think about people that are homeless. He says that's like the best feeling, and he gets to play maitre d'. He gets to go around to the tables and say, everything good with you guys? His son even was interviewed, and his son talked about being a kid, like 5 years old, not even knowing how to spell words. And he would go around to the tables taking people's orders. And because he couldn't spell, he would draw what they ordered. So if they wanted turkey, he'd draw funny. A little turkey. So his kids have been involved since they were kids, and now they're grown. Children. So really, really cool. It's people like Marty Rogers that make things like this continue to be a tradition, to take care of those in the community and
leaving
his
a
community.
Legacy.
Absolutely. So people like Marty Rogers, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's doing the right thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Zach Brown Band on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. Hey, a little bit later on this morning, we're going to have Eddie Montgomery on. The legend. Of course, he's going to be performing this weekend. Also, Kay Brown performing this week. It's just a big weekend.
Busy, busy.
So we're busy, too. But I did want to get to something personal, as we haven't gotten an update from Ashley and her puppy yet. Your husband, this is the first time that you guys have had a living thing in your house.
Yeah, no children, no other animals yet.
When he's never even had an iguana in the past.
No.
So how is everything today?
First of all, he's like the best.
Awesome.
Seriously. I mean, he's so good with her and so responsible. And if I've had a long day at work and she's ringing the potty bells and wants to go outside and I'm literally trying to finish an email, like, he's good to take her out, and vice versa. If he's on phone calls and Zooms and business stuff, like, I know to keep her out of the office with him. So, I mean, again, I have to give it to the trainer, because she was in the 3 weeks of boot camp before he brought her home. Now she's now 3 months old.
You may want to re-explain that if there's people just joining us and they're like, what do you mean she went through like a boot camp?
Yeah, so it was puppy training through the breeder. She's a golden doodle. Her name's Sunny, by the way. But she went through these 3 weeks of training. Total game changer, because I've trained a puppy before and it was a nightmare. So that was what I was expecting. I was expecting the worst of whimpering through the night, being up in the middle of the night already with our crazy work hours and being up at 4 a.m. anyway. She has been an angel, like, doesn't whimper, goes right to her crate on her own. And I'm telling you, it's all because of the training beforehand. But also, we have been very strict to stick to the training, because they said, you know, you're going to pay all this money for it. If you don't continue it at home, it's all going to go to waste.
That's where we've screwed up, you know, because then you get three other kids that try to order the dog around and forget it. So, okay, so let's get to certain things. Like, I wanted to get right away to the pooping in the house, because you had the whole bell training, which I think is brilliant.
Yes. So she has had a couple accidents in the house. I think she's only pooped once, though. The other times have been just pee, and it's been literally the times we weren't paying attention. Like, oh, shoot, yeah, we went too long without letting her out. So it was our fault. It's never been her fault. She's rung the potty bells. But what's funny with the potty bells, and anyone that's ever used them and trained a young puppy with them, she now correlates it with being able to go outside. So if she wants to go outside and play and go get sticks and go get leaves, she's like, ooh, let me ring the potty bells, because that means I get to go outside. So if like 10 minutes goes by and she just pottied, and she goes to ring them, we're like, no. We know what game you're playing with us. You're not going to outsmart us. So that we know she just needs to play, and we need to, like, wear her out a little bit. However, I will bring this up because this was a big thing before getting a puppy that OBU even were like, you don't need a dog. Your guys' schedule's crazy. We waited till we had no trips planned.
Right.
But here we have, look at this weekend. We got Kane Brown Friday night. I have an event tomorrow night. Saturday night, we have the big Dan Newland show. We got Tower of Toys. It's a three-day event. So I reached out to our old producer, Chloe, who I'm still very close with, still talk to weekly. And I said, Chloe, you know, she graduated from UCF. I'm like, do you have any responsible friends that are still here that, you know, I could trust to come stay at our house on the nights? Chloe's cousin lives here, so she's going to be our go-to. She's great. She goes to Stetson, lives in DeLand. And she's Chloe had an Aunt Jen, who we used to talk about on the show all the time. Super funny. Aunt Jen used to send us stuff to the studio. It's Aunt Jen's daughter. So it's going to be great. I'm counting on Kate. She's going to be our sunny caretaker right now because she's still, you know, short two vaccine rounds. So we can't take her anywhere. No boarding, anything like that. So it's been a fun experience. I mean, of course, it's like, you know, not being able to leave a child alone and take her eyes off because she'll start chewing anything and everything. But it's been fun.
What an update.
Overall, I'm so proud of Matt.
Yeah, he's the one who's trained.
For real.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newland.
Jeff, we think it's so cool that you met your date at Top Golf, but after your real date, now nothing?
Nothing.
So you met her at Top Golf.
I haven't seen her. Yeah.
That's a super fun place.
I mean, to actually meet someone during Top Golf in an area where it's just like a bunch of tourists and she's a local, that's just, you know, it's kind of like a sign.
Okay.
I love it. All right. Well, listen, all we're going to do here is try to get her on the line. We'll talk to her and then we'll try to see if we can get to the bottom of this. Okay.
Please. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Kelly, please.
This is Kelly.
Kelly, good morning. My name is Obie, and that's Ashley.
Morning.
So you've got two of us because we do a morning radio show on the big station in town, K92.3.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, I normally introduce ourselves. I don't know if you listen or not, but we're calling you on behalf of somebody you went on a date with, Jeff.
Okay.
So, yeah, he reached out and wants to take you back out on another date, and he doesn't really know why you're not getting back to him.
Oh no. Okay. okay. So, how does this work?
Kelly, I'm so glad that you're at least open to talk to us because Jeff would like to go out with you again. So, really, we just want to know why you're not getting back to him. If you're not attracted to him, that's okay, too.
It's not that I'm not attracted to him. I think I'm attracted to him, but I don't even 100% know because I haven't even seen his eyes. It's weird. We had good time.
You haven't seen his eyes?
I know. I'm like, what?
Okay, Jeff has a very nice face, but he wears dark, like sporty sunglasses. And he was wearing them when we met at Topgolf. And obviously that made sense to me because it was sunny. But then when we went on our date, he was still wearing them. And he wore them inside the whole time. He didn't even take them off like at the end of the date. Like, it was just weird the whole time. Like, I never got to see his eyes. They're really dark. And it was just like, it was this weird vibe. It was like, you know,
I used to have a buddy that was like that he would always wear. I mean, he had like, they were like Gucci glasses or something, but he would wear them all the time. But
is it like to be cool?
I didn't know if there was like a medical issue or if he's got like, I don't know, like a lazy eye or something that he's embarrassed about.
Right.
So I thought I'd dig a little further and I looked in his social media and he's wearing them in all his pictures on social media too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, like, it's just a vibe thing.
Right. Well, then why don't we do this? And this is all, of course, in good gesture. But Jeff is on the line, and now we can bring Jeff on, and all of us can talk about this. Jeff?
Oh, no.
Hi. Listen, they're prescription.
What?
They are prescription.
Like, that's why you wear them?
they're cool and somewhat expensive, but they are prescription.
Okay. All right, this is a little much. Are we really going to do this on the radio? I mean, maybe we...
Well, we're just trying to pair you two back together again.
I know, but it's weird. It's like really... I feel like it's getting personal now. If it's a prescription, it's like a personal issue. Do you really want to talk about this on the radio?
Please, I reach out to them so, you know, I can have some kind of answer. You never return my messages. You never answer my calls.
I know, but at the time I thought you were, like, being creepy with the glasses thing.
Mysterious.
You should have asked.
Okay, so why do you have to have a prescription for dark sunglasses that you have to wear inside? I don't understand that.
You know, I've dealt with this since I was a kid, so it's not easy for me to talk about. But my eyes are just really sensitive. You know, I have something called photobia.
Okay, photobia. Wow. So something legit, obviously, that Kelly, this is what you were wondering. You just didn't want to flat out ask. Jeff, would you have been offended if she brought it up on the date? Like, can we work this out?
I'd love to.
Well, here's the thing. The not seeing your eyes ever thing, that is an issue for me. Like, can you ever take them off? I don't know. Like, maybe if we... I'd like to get off the radio because it just feels really, really weird.
No,
that's totally fine.
We can talk. I would like to see your eyes, but I don't know if I want to do like a long-term thing with someone where like you're always going to be wearing them and like we go out with friends and you know, my family and like no one ever gets to see your eyes. It's just, I don't know. Like it might be a thing, but I'm willing to talk about it and I would like to see your eyes. I don't know.
You guys can have a conversation in the dark.
I mean, can you take them off? Can we?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that?
FaceTime?
FaceTime? Okay.
That's a start.
Okay. All right. Okay. So at least we got you guys talking again. That's all we needed to do here.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Chris Stapleton's on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. Obie and Ashley, and you know, that second date update was just very interesting. I think anybody, for instance, if you're going to wear sunglasses indoors just because it's cool.
Did anyone else's mind not go to Eric Church and the whole fact that he openly admitted that he wore his sunglasses as like a security blanket almost type thing of the persona he became?
You know what? Okay, so I didn't think about that. I didn't think about somebody who wears the glasses legit because it's like a wall.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, you don't have to talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Like felt he became somebody else when he had his sunglasses on. So it's become Chris. It's been a Eric Church's thing. But yes, I'm not even going to lie. And excuse the improper term, but I do think it's a little douchey. Like, if I've seen a dude with sunglasses on, and it appeared to be only because he thought he was cool to wear some type of designer sunglasses inside and, like, in the indoors, as opposed to, sure, it's really hard to judge if you don't know if somebody is wearing them because they need them to see.
Okay, well, can we pivot? I want to talk to y'all about joining me because I'm gonna try to be right there as Slater gets into the tower. Winter Garden, of course, is my backyard. That's my jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So that Winter Garden Village, they had that clock tower that Ashley and I were trying to guesstimate. It's like it's between 30 and 50 feet in the air that Slater's spent more than 24 hours in the past. I mean, more than 48 hours in the past.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it again. Starting on Friday. So I'm going to get there probably around 3 o'clock because we have Kane Brown as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock just to kind of help him get up there. I've been his buddy the past 3-4 years that we've done this.
Right.
I've stayed the night out there with him. I'm not going to do that this year.
You're not too far from home.
Yeah, now we've got the baby.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that this year. But anyways, the goal is 50,000 toys. We're trying to raise that. Ashley and I, there's only so much we can do. Slater, there's only so much he can do up there from that tower.
Oh, yeah.
This is all for us to try to magnetize you as you're shopping and as you're out and about. Man, grab that extra toy for the Children's of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Florida. You've also got Nathaniel's Hope.
Yep, and Marie. I brought up Marie from Nathaniel's Hope before, and she sent me the list of suggested items because now, keep in mind, Nathaniel's Hope is specifically for special needs kids, whereas Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Florida could be for the siblings of kids that are in the hospital, and then the kids when they get out of the hospital, you know, and hopefully they're okay. But a lot of things that Marie recommended was things like remote control toys, sensory toys, Legos, any type of electronics, headphones, ear pods. Because remember, there's teenagers too there that they want the cool stuff. You know, they want the cool stuff and they don't need to be name brand or the most expensive thing ever. They're just appreciative for anything. And they're always in need of the teen items. So keep that in mind as you go. And there's tons of Hot Wheels and stuff for the kiddos. Actually, yesterday, Clay Walker, who's playing Saturday night, his manager asked me, hey, so what kind of toys can Toby and Clay donate to the toy drive?
Man, that's cool.
And I like literally explained, I said, no joke, we've had every toy you can possibly imagine be donated from the, you know, the infants and the babies and the things that they use.
Power wheels, the bikes.
Yeah, all the way to the teens. So you really can't go wrong. Your toy is going to go in good hands.
Yeah, I want to throw this in your court just because, you know, as a parent, I've tried to find ways to hook my kids up with name brand stuff that I know that they're going to be like, well, Jimmy has whatever, you know, and Ross, Marshalls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, any of those places where you can go to that back section where they have all that really cool stuff.
Big Lots.
Oh, so good. So Five Below, you know, so some of those places. And again, remember that all it takes, I mean, shoot, with a listening audience of hundreds of thousands, all we need is for a few of you to step up and
and
in the past, you know, we've had some really, really generous people who have stopped by with like 300 items.
Yeah,
we're not asking for all that, even though that is a blessing.
And you know what? You know, another thing that we haven't really talked about much, I'll just mention briefly, is in the past, offices have gotten their employees involved. So, I mean, maybe you are an office manager and you're like, man, this year I wanted to go by and I wanted to be able to donate to a charity. It slipped my mind. Time passed. Toys for Tots, we will gladly take your business.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you can find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, at Ashley in Florida. Super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz. That's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.